Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
April podcasts bring May Flodcast. I told you I would do that joke again once May started up. Wow, I love being a Jimmy of my word and being a Jimmy who comes up with new words like Flodcasts. Happy May, everybody. It's Monday, May 1st, and Mayday, Mayday, you're listening to the GZM Morning Show. Or the opposite of Mayday, the good version of Mayday. I'm still reeling off last week's Bezor-flavored mystery. I know we're supposed to leave the past in the past and make a whole bunch of new month resolutions, but I can't stop tingling. We were almost like real detectives on this, the world's most dashingly handsome morning show. Mabel, how are you doing this fine mun of days?
Never better, trendsetter. I've also been riding the wave of excitement from seeing Bezor wear a little birthday crown last Friday. It made me feel like royalty.
I'm seriously considering making the crown a permanent fixture. But also, I love how Bezor styles themselves, and I don't want to mess with that. I do want to go ahead and get started with today's show. There's no Monday mystery to solve, no problem to deal with for a week. It's just you, me, our friend Bezor, and the world's most popular morning show, which all the fans love. Speaking of love, let's see that robot we know and love. Oh, Bezor! Bezor, congrats again on leading us down a wormhole of enigmas last week as we struggled to find out the case of the GZM prophet. Ooh, yeah. May we reward you by reading today's shoutouts? Enchanté on this day in the May to these littlest days of shoutouts and birthdays. Belle May, that's Mabel. Would you care to take it away?
Of course, A. Happy birthday on April 5th to Oliver C. from your sibling Levi. Happy 12th birthday on April 10th to Claire R. from Massachusetts. She loves all of the GZM shows and, this is a quote, has listened to Brainy Brinley and 6 Minutes Out of Time way too much. Well, Claire, I don't think it's even possible to listen too much to those incredible shows. Happy birthday on April 13th to Jacob R., who lives in New York. Now, Jimmy, it's a very special time of the week. Are you ready to read this next list?
Yes! It's time for Mailbag Mondays! Mondays, Mondays, Mondays. The segment where we read and answer some questions from the podcast reviews. This week's 5-star submission comes from Pikachu Forever 12, who leaves a 3-star review. Oh, okay. With the subject line, "Really, guys?" All right, starting strong here. Let's see the question. Can you please interview real people out of character and, like, talk about how they make the shows? Huh. Out of character. But I'm a character.
Yeah, and even though I work here and am a real person, I'm also a character too now that I've been on this podcast for a few months.
That is how it works. Our coworkers are all characters. Oh, I think I see the problem. this question giver is probably looking for a show like GZM Rewind, where Dave, Chris, and Jess go over past episodes of GZM shows and talk about how they made them. And sometimes they interview writers. And sometimes they even find actors who sound a lot like the characters who work here. But this question actually gives me a great idea. Mabel, would you do me the honor of asking me what my great idea is?
The honor of tossing up the rock for a slam dunk of an idea? I wouldn't miss it for the world. Ah, wait. I might have to miss it for just a little bit. My little tiny watch alarm that tells me when I have to cue you for the next segment just went off. Let me ask you the question after this fun fact. Hi, listeners. It's me, Mabel. Haven't gotten to talk a lot this episode, so I just wanted to say, hey! Okay, salutations are over. Let's share a fun fact. Did you know that today is May Day? Of course you did. Did you know that there's actually two different celebrations called May Day? There's the European Spring Festival, and there's also International Workers' Day, which is celebrated in most places around the world to commemorate the workers in Chicago and other places around America fighting for an 8-hour workday. Weirdly, America doesn't officially celebrate May Day and chooses to hold its version of Labor Day in September. But thanks to everyone else around the world for standing in solidarity. Now, in solidarity with Jimmy, what is your great idea?
I'm glad you asked. This question has inspired me to do two things. One, keep Pikachu around forever, which I think will be pretty easy and not require me to do much on the actual podcast. And two, become a real-life investigative journalist with an emphasis on memoir. It'll be easy. I'll have a whole new career by Friday.
Whoa, that sounds really exciting. But how is that different from what we do on the show when we look up studio secrets?
I'm glad you asked. Again, what we do currently is host the most fantastic, life-changing podcast that's ever existed, and that requires stumbling around and accidentally learning a lot about the inner workings of our office. But our listeners want something more personal. The human touch! Interested parties, learning about each other through the delicate, underused art of conversacion. People love podcasts that are just interviews with celebs, where they kind of lackadaisically share accounts of their lives while having a chit-chat. Is lackadaisically a word?
Good question. Checking. Merriam-Webster says yes.
Nice! We got the MW seal of approval. Nothing better than that. Anyway, I was thinking our first interview could be with you.
Could be with who?
That's our show, everyone. Join us tomorrow as I have my first 60-minute style interview with noted sound genius Mabel Genziamo Media. If you're loving the podcast, make sure to water it, give it enough sunshine, and a big enough place to grow. Sorry, that's houseplants. I was distracted by thinking of future interview questions. Like, subscribe, rate, and review. Send us your birthdays and shoutouts to the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. And most of all, bye-bye.
Wait, could we do the big personal interview with someone else?
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.